a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on in to Cougar Sports Saturday. Happy Pioneer Day to all of you out there listening here up and down the Wasatch Front, or if you're listening out of state online on KSLNewsRadio.com, the KSL News Radio app, wherever and however you're listening, we appreciate you joining us on this Saturday afternoon live, KSL News Time, 12.06 p.m., and we're talking a lot of BYU football content and also conference realignment. We got a loaded show. We've got a new BYU quarterback going to be joining us in hour number one, a transfer from Boise State, Kate Finnegan. Also, Fessy Sitake is going to be joining us. But let's just jump right into it, Matt. Conference realignment talk. We're starting things off in the leadoff.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's the big story in all of college sports. The entire college landscape was completely shook earlier this week when reports emerged from the Houston Chronicle that Texas and Oklahoma were eyeing potentially joining the SEC. And since Wednesday, those reports have now evolved into Texas and Oklahoma plan to leave the Big 12 conference as early as next week. So what this all means, as we're talking here on a BYU show, conference realignment, Big 12, BYU, what does this all mean for the Cougars, Matt?
It means that BYU has a chance. You know that dumber quote from Jim Carrey? So you're telling me there's a chance. And honestly, Mitch, this feels like the best chance and also the final chance for BYU to find their way into the halves. Now, I do think the way that we look college football is going to seismically shift. Just Power Five is gone, and if we're being honest, it's time to categorize these conferences, because to even consider the Pac-12 and the SEC as being on the same plane, that's over. It's done. The SEC is the cream of the crop if this happens, and by all expectations, this will happen early next week. Now, when they join the conference, that's up in the air. That's several years down the road, but the future of college football is not Power 5 and Group of 5. That's basically over now. And now BYU has a chance to, of course, not get into the SEC. They're not going to be in that upper tier, but maybe they can creep into the same level as the Kansas States, Iowa States. That's the opportunity. I think it's going to be very difficult, Mitch, but now BYU, they're back in the driver's seat, whereas before it was they were way off in the distance, and now there's a real opportunity here for BYU.
Yeah, conference realignment is a fascinating topic that always finds its way into the conversation every summer, every offseason, yeah. It seems. There's some sort of realignment talk, but this Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC potentially. There's a lot of reports out there. And again, the latest reporting, we got a full roundup of it on KSLSports.com, is that Texas and Oklahoma as early as Monday are going to be leaving the Big 12 Conference and then putting in their request to go to the SEC. This has been something that's been worked on behind the scenes, according to reports, for the last 6 months. So how they've operated in silence to this degree, Texas and Oklahoma, for this long, is quite fascinating in today's day and age with so many leaks. But yes, conference realignment, this is a great opportunity for BYU, potentially, because if in fact Texas and Oklahoma do go to the SEC, and by all indications it seems like it's headed that direction, SEC forms what many would say would be the first true super conference, getting to 16 teams. What then becomes of the Big 12 Conference, who would then be down to 8 teams? To me, if you're the Big 12 Conference, you got to band together and find a way to just expand and bring in a BYU, bring in a UCF, because I feel like if you give that power conference distinction to those type of programs, those athletic departments would be lifted even to a higher degree. You put the power conference tag on BYU athletics, I'm telling you, Matt, and you know this as well as anyone, it's like this fan base would be so invested. I mean, this fan base, BYU fans, are as passionate as they come already for a program that's outside the haves of college sports. You put BYU athletics in the power structure of college athletics in the Big 12 Conference in a league minus Texas and Oklahoma, this fan base would just be, they would be so passionate. The money would be flowing in. Everything would be exciting for BYU athletics. It would be a huge boom for BYU, and they would step it up to a higher level. I just feel like the Big 12 has always been short-sighted, and that's why they're in the situation they're in right now.
Well, and I'm glad you bring that up, because to me, there's only one path forward for the Big 12, and it's not expanding to 12. Like, you can't be reactionary anymore in today's day and age, especially in the world of college sports. You have to be progressive thinking. Now, thankfully, BYU is. When NIL was ready to go, they had a program in place, and off they go. And they've been a leader in this state in terms of NIL, and I love that. Now, the Big 12 needs to be aggressive. I think the play for the Big 12, Mitch, here, and we're going to be talking all day long about different scenarios and what this could mean for BYU, what this means for college football. We want to hear from you, BYU fans. Text us 57500, text BYU, and we want you to be involved in the show, because this is a landmark moment in college sports. But to me, Mitch, the Big 12 has to go to 16. You go out and maybe you try and get Nebraska back. We know that Nebraska has been a little disgruntled in the Big Ten. Maybe, I mean, this is pie in the sky here. Maybe you hit up USC, UCLA. They've been disgruntled before in the Pac-12. Can you get them? UCF, Memphis, Cincy. I mean, you can't just say we're going to fill in and do 12 now and we're going to catch up, because the train's already left the station. You can't show up to an old way of college football. I think the only way for the Big 12 to stay alive is to push forward and become a super league of their own, expand to 16, copy what the SEC is trying to do. Maybe that could generate a good TV deal the next time around, because they're not going to compete with the SEC when it comes to TV money. But if they just try to react to what's happening, it's over for the Big 12.
And you mentioned TV money. I think that's what maybe could be the concern in all of this, because the projected TV money that ESPN is going to be dishing out to a 16-team SEC that involves Texas and Oklahoma, I mean, you're talking north of $60, $70 million per team potentially. Other leagues like the Big Ten are going to be looking at that and saying, what can we do to match that and continue to go lockstep, blow for blow with the SEC? And that's where it kind of gets dicey. Do they reach out to say, Kansas? I know you're thinking, Kansas? That football program is horrendous, and they are. They are awful. But academically, they kind of fit with the Big Ten Conference, being an AAU institution. And I feel like that could be a possibility. And then you think about the Pac-12. That's a league that once upon a time, 10 years ago, flirted with Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, also Texas and Oklahoma. But there was conversations 10 years ago with some of those university presidents and the Pac-12. If the Pac-12 comes calling for Texas Tech or Baylor, I got to think they would jump at that opportunity, they being Texas Tech and Baylor. So I feel like the Big 12 should stay together at 8 teams and then just expand, because that's the best scenario, I think, for BYU. But I don't trust that these teams are going to stand pat, because I feel like they will sense that even though they'll maintain their power status, the TV money will not be that great on the next go-round in 2024, 2025, when ESPN has to dish out all this money to SEC, the playoff, there's not going to be much left for the Big 12, and they're going to be left behind financially, and that's what ultimately drives all of this. It's all about money. We'd like to talk about access and just having that power label, but it comes down to money, and that's what might ultimately break this thing apart completely and potentially dissolve in a worst-case scenario for the Big 12.
Everything is on the table now, and a few weeks ago, Mitch, we were talking about the playoff. That's on the table. And there was a proposal, and maybe that still is in play, but there's going to be so much shifting. It's going to be interesting to see, does the college football playoff stay at 12? Because maybe there's not a need. If you're only going to be, if there's four power conferences, do they say, hey, forget it? You know, we want to do our own thing where it's just us playing each other for the national championship. I mean, it's crazy to think that this is all on the table again. This is probably the craziest expansion talk that we've ever had. Like, I think about what was happening back the first go around a decade ago. That was little moves here and there. We weren't talking about major programs joining other conferences like this. I mean, what was the biggest move last time around? A&M to the SEC? That doesn't even compare to Oklahoma and Texas taking off out of the Big 12. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Everything is on the table.
Yeah, Nebraska to the Big 10. Like, yeah, it was a big move, but I mean, it just, nothing like this. I mean, this is a seismic shift to where you're completely reevaluating the whole landscape of college athletics and what's going to be the next moves for everyone involved. And BYU has got to figure out some way. And we're curious here on the show, for you the listener, what would be the best outcome for BYU in the next wave of realignment? Would it be a Big 12 invite, form a new conference, maybe a Pac-12 invite, or go to a Group of Five league, or independent, stay the path of the independent ranks? 43% of you saying Pac-12 invite. You can share your thoughts on the UCCU KSL text line 57500. You can text us your thoughts. Where do you think BYU would be best suited to go? What would be the best outcome for the Cougars in this realignment wave? To me, I feel like right now it'd be Big 12 invite, but Pac-12 would be, I think, the perfect fit. Like, that just, to me, makes so much sense, I think, in so many ways for BYU.
We have a good text here, Mitch. As I pull it up, texter 1138, and we're going to be reacting to text tweets all day long. So we'll ask this question from the texter. We'll take a break, and then we'll keep going with conference realignment. So chew on this before the break, Mitch. Why would the Pac-12 take Baylor and TCU and their religious universities, but not BYU? Very good question here by texter 1138. We'll touch on that after the break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Conference realignment. Where does BYU fit in all of it? We're going to be discussing it all day here in Cougar Sports Saturday. Back after this, it's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com. Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Matt Biamonte, Mitch Harper. The big story in college sports right now is Texas and Oklahoma reportedly getting ready to join the SEC conference as soon as Monday, according to reports. And you can check out the latest on KSLSports.com. We're asking, it's our Cougar Sports Saturday poll, if those teams do leave to the SEC, what's the best outcome for BYU in the next wave of realignment? And the majority of you, 43%, are saying a Pac-12 invite. And we just had a texter 1138, saying, if the Pac-12 goes ahead and expands and maybe picks up a couple of these remaining schools from the Big 12, how does BYU fit into that? Because a couple of those schools, Mitch, Baylor, TCU, Texas Christian University, they've got a religious angle. So that would certainly add an interesting wrinkle into conference alignment.
Yeah, it'd be fascinating to think that the Pac-12 conference would add faith-based institutions. You know, that's one of the things that I struggle to picture with the Big 12, eight teams remaining going to the Pac-12, even though it'd be smart for them. It'd be smart for the Pac-12.
You're talking about a Pac-20.
A Pac-20 agreement. It'd be smart for both parties involved just from a athletic standpoint, maybe for TV. But culturally, it doesn't add up to me. Like, I'm trying to picture Oklahoma State in the Pac-12, in a very liberal Pac-12 that was afraid to play football until, like, November last season. They were frightened to play. So, I mean, I just, that doesn't wrap in my mind. It doesn't make sense to me. And honestly, these Big 12 teams remaining, they don't have much value right now out in the market. Like, Kansas has a lot of intrigue because of their basketball program, their academics, but they've had some scandals as well with their recent hire of Les Miles in the football program. Baylor's scandals are well documented.
Yep.
Like, there is such a – there's just not an impressive resume of teams in the Big 12 Conference. To me, it's like they got to just handle their business internally, band together, and expand. Add BYU, add UCF, add Boise State. Maybe I could give or take on Boise. I think they deserve to be in.
They should be in.
But if you don't want to add them, fine. Cincinnati, please. That would be great. I think that would be good. Like, BYU is willing to invest the money on travel. They're willing to do what it takes. Give them the chance and get them in a power league. They'll figure everything out. The only thing that they will not budge on is the no Sunday play. But if you adjust the schedules accordingly, it'll all work itself out. BYU can be a great addition for the Big 12 Conference. Yeah. It's such a better fit culturally for BYU to be in the Big 12 in that part of the country than the Pac-12. But yes, the Pac-12 geographically is just an incredible pairing, because you put BYU in a league with like USC and UCLA, 20,000, 30,000 BYU fans will be at every football game there is. And every basketball game, BYU fans would overtake Pauley Pavilion. Like, it would be incredible to see that happen. But we know the politics will get involved, and that's always going to be an issue. That's the biggest fear for this, with all this, Matt, is that if it was up to people that are athletic-minded, like ADs, BYU's getting in. They're getting in the Big 12. But it's not up to them. It's up to these school presidents who look at BYU and go, oh, there's not much academic freedoms. You know, they're not progressive enough. And because we remember in 2016, those letters from activist groups came at BYU, and I feel sunk their chances at going to the Big 12 then. So that, to me, is the biggest problem in all of this. If it was up to athletic people, BYU's in. Like, it just makes so much sense, but it's not up to them. It's up to university presidents, and I don't believe they value BYU as a brand.
No. I think that the Pac-12 athletically has tremendous value for BYU.
Yeah,
I just don't think that's enough in this situation, and the pandemic is shining a light on a lot of realities in college sports, and I think one of those is the political nature of the Pac-12, and that's why to me it's a non-starter. It's not going to fit. BYU just does not see eye to eye when it comes to the way that you live, just the mentality. I mean,
but if they came calling though, wouldn't you take that? You take it in a heartbeat. Like,
you don't have a choice because of the nature of college sports.
Okay,
but
thank you.
And if we're being real, the smart play for the Pac-12 is to bring on BYU and Boise. Because I look at those eight remaining teams, BYU is not lesser than any of those teams. On if you just compare BYU to this school, strip away the labels, strip away everything, you just say BYU and Texas Tech. What's a bigger draw? BYU.
Yeah.
BYU and TCU, what's a bigger draw? BYU, I'm talking money, I'm talking TV eyeballs. That can't be disputed, because there's facts that BYU is a top 15 team in terms of playing national TV games over the past, 10 or 15 years. That can't be. BYU versus Oklahoma State, maybe Oklahoma State a slight edge, but if you go over the history of these programs, BYU's been more successful than Oklahoma State. And so if you're the Pac-12, you say, let's grab BYU, Boise State, maybe San Diego State. I would, to me, this one team is actually a sneaky, interesting player, UNLV, because now you have got the tie-in with the Allegiant Stadium. You've got the tie-in to the Vegas market. You've got a respectable basketball program. Maybe some added revenue can bring these guys up. Would they be at the bottom of the league? Yeah, they would. But that could be an interesting 16-team conference right there if you add those teams. And I don't think, when you're talking TV money, those four versus the Texas teams, I don't think the Texas teams are going to add tons of value to where you're talking, oh, that if we bring on Baylor, we're getting $50 million a year. If we bring on these guys, we're staying pat. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, because I feel like those remaining Big 12 teams, whatever leagues they go to, I don't know if they really add much value at all. Like, I don't think that's what's going to be interesting with the Pac-12, too, and potentially all of this. Their commissioner, George Klyavkov, I hope I'm saying that right, the new commissioner of the Pac-12, he recently spoke with John Wilner from the San Jose Mercury News, and he said that, they would be foolish not to listen to calls. They're not going to add anyone. That's not their plans right now, but they'd be foolish not to take some calls and listen to some teams. I just don't think there's going to be anyone that's out there in the Big 12 that would be able to incentivize DirecTV to say, hey, you need to pick up the Pac-12 Network. The only team that's out there in the market that could add value to that entity, the Pac-12 Network, is BYU. Because I've seen BYU fans beat the doors down of the Mountain Network. Like, Comcast was just being infiltrated nonstop. Like, please stop bombarding us with your calls. Yeah. BYU fans are relentless. They're nonstop. Like, I just think that realignment, we are learning, though, that these teams, they don't have much power as they think. You know, it's funny how Texas and Oklahoma, they're bolting, and suddenly we're getting these statements from Baylor's president, from the Oklahoma State president, where they're talking about, oh, the whole state economy and the cities of Stillwater and Waco are going to be impacted. Well, aren't you a power conference team? Don't you have so much power that no matter what, your brand is so powerful that you'll be able to make money on your own? Oh, wait, there's only a few teams that can do that. BYU's one of them.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Like, it's exposing the flaws in this whole power conference nonsense in college athletics. It's like, why don't we just restructure the whole deal? Everyone's their own entity, and let's see who can carve out their own TV deals, their own TV contracts, their own schedules then. Then we'll see who the real power brokers in college sports are. These conferences have masked these terrible teams and athletic departments for far too long, and the Big 12 is getting completely exposed. They need to be forward-thinking, that conference, for once in their dang life, and actually add some teams that they believe will be potential risers in the sport of college athletics. BYU is a proven commodity. Add them. They're going to bring a ton of value to your conference.
Yeah. Well, that's why I believe the Big 12, if they want to survive, they got to go 16. They got to grab every good team that's left. Cincy, Memphis, UCF, South Florida, BYU, Boise State, San Diego State, maybe throw in an Air Force. They just can't say, we're going to add Houston, we're going to add SMU, we're going to add Tulsa and Memphis, we're going to stay tight. It's just not going to work. It's going to fall. So, man, it is exciting to think about the possibilities, because anything is possible right now.
Yeah.
Anything.
It's. I know we don't like to pull from it often, but in the words of Kevin Garnett, anything is possible! And that's a great thing. Like, we were talking a few months ago about how cool it'd be to have, like, Danny Ainge at BYU. Get him on the staff right now. Yeah. Draw up those deals, negotiate. Like, this is a six allotment of six draft picks, the wheel and deal. Go get it after it, Danny Ainge. Anyway, we got to take a break. On the other side, we're going to talk to a new transfer quarterback, Cade Finnegan. He joins us here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.